All right, so picture this. Hurricanes bearing down on Florida, people scrambling for safety, and suddenly, bam, this rumor pops up online.
Oh, boy.
Trump's offering Mar-a-Lago as a free hurricane shelter, but only for his supporters.
Oh, wow.
You with me?
I
Good,
suppose.
because that's the wild ride we're taking on today's deep dive.
Yeah, that's a fascinating case study, really, in how misinformation can spread like wildfire, especially during a crisis.
No kidding. It's like our collective BS detector gets a little soggy when the weather takes a turn.
Right.
So walk us through it. Where did this rumor even come from?
Well, like most things these days, it seems to have sprung from the depths of social media, specifically X, the artist formerly known as Twitter.
Yes. X, where even hurricanes can't stop the hot takes.
Exactly.
What were people saying? Give us the juicy details.
So people were posting about it as Hurricane Milton approached, some claiming Trump offered lodging at all his properties for displaced supporters.
Wow.
We even have screenshots of some posts saying no initiation fee needed at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh my gosh.
Some even added, perhaps sarcastically, that Democrats aren't welcome.
Oh boy.
It snowballed from there.
Okay. So far, so believable, sadly.
Right.
But there had to be some people who saw right through it, right?
You'd think right. And you're right, many posts, even the ones shared thousands of times, had those little disclaimers like, let's see how Trump likes it when misinformation flows his way for a change.
Okay.
It's like they were in on the joke, but also spreading it anyway.
That's wild. It's like they knew it was fake but shared it anyway.
Yeah.
What is up with that? It's like a weird social media experiment.
Right.
So I gotta ask, did anyone even bother to check if Trump actually said this? Was there a single press release, a tweet, a whisper on a hot mic?
Nope, nothing crickets. We
Really?
dug through the internet, checked with the fact checkers at USA Today, Snopes, even those MythBusters at Check Your Fact, and guess what? Not a shred of evidence.
Wow.
It's like it existed solely in the social media echo chamber.
Okay, but here's where I'm scratching my head. Wasn't there a tiny kernel of truth sprinkled into this whole thing? Something about Trump Doral and linemen.
Ah, you're sharp. Yeah, while the Mar-a-Lago thing was swirling in the internet, ether. Eric Trump posted about Trump National Doral Miami hosting over 200 linemen from Florida Power and Light right before the hurricane.
Okay.
Now, this is verifiable. It actually happened.
Okay, so not entirely made up,
Right.
but come on, that's a classic misinformation tactic, right?
Yeah.
Slip in a little truth to make the lie go down smoother.
Exactly. And it's even more clever than that. Think about it by focusing on this real, verifiable detail about the linemen. It subtly reinforces the false narrative. It's
Right?
like, see, Trump does help people during hurricanes.
It's almost like our brains latch onto that one true thing and go, well, if that part's true, maybe the rest of it is too. We humans are so easily fooled sometimes.
Oh, yeah, we sure are. And this Mar-a-Lago thing, it's not just some random internet blip, is it? This gets to the heart of how easily we can be misled, especially when we're stressed and looking for information quickly.
It's like, hurricane's coming. Got to find shelter. Quick scroll through X. What's this? Trump's giving out free rooms. Okay, got to go.
And that's the point in those moments of urgency. Our critical thinking can take a backseat to our need for immediate answers.
Plus, we can't forget the whole political angle here. This wasn't just any random celebrity offering up their mansion. It was Trump, and that brings a whole other level of baggage, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Think about it. For some people, the idea of Trump offering help even exclusively to his own supporters fits right into their existing beliefs about him, positive or negative. It's like this rumor slotted perfectly into those pre-existing narratives, making it even more believable.
You see that all the time with misinformation. It's not always about inventing something out of thin air. It's about twisting existing beliefs and anxieties to fit a certain narrative.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to be extra vigilant about what we're seeing and sharing online, especially during a crisis. It's like those in case of fire instructions, you gotta have a plan for when the misinformation alarm bells start going off.
So, what's our plan? Besides, logging off and becoming hermits who only communicate via carrier pigeon.
Well, for starters, let's talk about red flags. When you see a story like this, especially during a chaotic event, what should set off your internal BS detector?
Give us the cheat codes to spot these misinformation gremlins.
All right, first and foremost, look at the source. Who's doing the saying? Is it a reputable news organization, a government agency, someone who actually, knows what they're talking about? Or is it some rando on X with a profile pic of their cat and a history of sharing conspiracy theories?
Okay, check the source. Good advice, anytime, really. But what if it looks like it's from a legitimate source? I mean, stuff gets shared out of context all the time.
That's right. Don't just stop at the first source you see, even if it looks official. Look for multiple credible sources reporting the same information. And if something seems too good to be true or too outrageous to be true, it probably is. Your gut instinct is a powerful tool.
So basically, if it smells fishy, it probably is fishy. And if it's about a politician offering unbelievably generous things only to their supporters during a natural disaster, maybe double-check that one.
Precisely. And remember those fact-checking websites we talked about earlier? Snopes PolitiFact, they're like the digital detectives of the internet here to help us separate fact from fiction.
Bookmarks saved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've talked about the rumor, the fact-checking, the importance of not losing our heads or our critical thinking skills in a crisis. But I think there's one more layer to this whole thing, don't you? Something about the why.
Absolutely. This whole thing wasn't just about whether or not Trump was opening up Mar-a-Lago.
It feels like this whole thing speaks to something bigger, you know, about who we trust and what we want to believe, especially when the world feels kind of shaky.
You're hitting on something really crucial there. Natural disasters, they have a way of shining a light on both the best and the worst of humanity.
Right.
You see incredible acts of selflessness and kindness, but also fear, panic, a real vulnerability to falling for anything that confirms our existing worldview.
It's like our own personal biases become this weird lens that distorts everything we see.
Exactly. And that's precisely why episodes like this one are so important, because it's not just about one hurricane or one political figure. It's about recognizing those moments where our critical thinking skills are most at risk and arming ourselves with the tools to navigate those choppy waters.
So as we batten down the hatches and prepare for the next inevitable wave of misinformation, what are some key takeaways we can carry with us?
First and foremost, remember to always check your sources. Don't just hit retweet based on a headline or a catchy meme.
Oh, yeah.
Take a beat and ask yourself, who's saying this and what's their angle?
Okay. Love that.
Yeah.
Don't just consume information, interrogate it.
Exactly. And on that note, be wary of anything that feels deliberately sensationalized or designed to trigger a strong emotional reaction. Those can be red flags that someone's trying to bypass your logic and go straight for your heartstrings.
Ooh, that's good to remember, especially in our age of clickbait and outrage bait.
Couldn't agree more. And here's a big one. Actively seek out diverse perspectives. Don't just stay in your own echo chamber where everyone agrees with you. Challenge yourself to understand different viewpoints, even if they make you uncomfortable.
Comfort zones are overrated anyway, right?
Totally. And finally, maybe the most important takeaway of all, be skeptical but not cynical.
Okay.
It's a balancing act. We can approach information with a critical eye without resigning ourselves to the idea that everyone's out to fool us.
So basically, channel our inner truth-seeking detectives, but without the trench coats and fedoras.
Exactly. Stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay engaged.
This has been quite the deep dive. It's amazing how a seemingly simple rumor can unravel so many complex threads about human behavior and the ways we make sense of the world around us.
It really goes to show you the power of information and the importance of wielding it responsibly.
Well said. So next time you're scrolling through the internet, remember what we talked about today?
Yeah.
Fact check, like your life depends on it, because in the age of misinformation, it just might.
And hey, if you ever find yourself needing shelter during a hurricane, maybe double check those online rumors before you pack your bags.
This is true. Until next time, stay sharp, listeners, and thanks for diving in with us.